Hello, our family, our dear friends, beloved, wonderful people of the planet Earth.
Oh, and I'll say something like, welcome back for more punishment.
Yes, absolutely. Welcome back. Here we go again. And as always, guys, check in daily, all three channels, Evolutionary Hearts Home and EE Arts Hearts Home. We went over 1,300 subscribers. Yay. And here we got another freight train derailment. Second one today that we know about so far. This one is in Anacortes, Washington, spilling 5,000 gallons of diesel.
You know, again, I have heard people saying, well, you know, the earth is shifting and these things are happening. Well, it just keeps happening that there's all these poisons, you know, at the point where something tips over, there happens to be something very poisonous connected to it. I don't know if the earth really does that on her own.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we are in a time of great changes, and some of it is natural, and then a lot of it is really it's just the war that's ongoing. There's a war. There's multiple layers to this war. There is the war that's going on between NATO and the BRICS nations, per se, for the economic control of the planet. Well, the apparent economic control. We should really say it's more about, you know, who's going to be top dog in the NWO is what this is all about. But it's already, you know, been preordained. It's a script that all we got to do is just play it out according to the controllers, you know, just do our part in playing it out. No, we got to wake people up that this is a script. Again, two locomotives, each capable of holding 3,500 gallons of fuel, overturned, and the majority of the spill was contained with a berm leaking onto the land side of the tracks. And this was around midnight. You know, how many of these have we had now? It's got to be in 20s, right? I wonder, are we over two dozen yet? We see the farmers' protest party win shock Dutch vote victory. Can you believe it? Well, again, a lot of times we get our hopes up and then we find out there's corruption, just like ever. You know, corruption. And, you know, we hope that this is something that's going to set the precedent for giving power to the people. The farmer citizen movement, known as the BBB, was only set up in 2019 in wake of widespread farmers' protests. But with most votes counted, they are due to win 15 of the Senate seats with almost 20% of the vote. This isn't normal, but it actually is. It's all normal citizens who voted, said the leader Caroline van der Plas. The BBB aims to fight government plans to slash nitrogen emissions, harmful to biodiversity, by dramatically reducing livestock numbers and buying out thousands of farms. But its appeal has spread rapidly beyond its rural heartland on a populist platform that represents traditional conservative Dutch social and moral values. Shocked by the scale of their success, Ms. van der Plas told supporters that voters normally stayed at home if they lost faith in politics. But today's people have shown that they can't stay at home any longer. We won't be ignored anymore. A left-wing Green Labor Alliance is also on course to win 15 Senate seats, while Prime Minister Mark Rutte's four-party coalition is poised to fall back to 24, down 8 seats. Turnout in Wednesday's vote, estimated at 57.5%, was the highest for years. And the biggest loser of the night was the far-right Forum for Democracy Party. For rural voters, the main incentive for backing the BBB was to protest against cuts in nitrogen emissions, according to an Ipsos poll for public broadcaster NOS. But voters turned out in force for the Greens, and environmental groups warned that the Netherlands' problems were not going away. Restoring nature is just as necessary today and tomorrow as it was yesterday. Yeah. But we understand it's not about nature. You know, the number one substance in the atmosphere is nitrogen. Hello. I mean, some things that they give us are beyond sellable. if people just take the time to go and just pay a little bit of attention, really, you know, just really actually listen.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You know, I mean, we're in a time right now where we have to pay attention to everything we put in our bodies. We have to pay attention to everything that we are, you know, how are we putting ourselves out there? You know, the controllers wouldn't have control if we weren't stepping into their control grid. So we have to keep figuring out ways to step out of that control grid. It's not going to happen overnight. Absolutely not. But baby steps do happen. So learning to even do something as simple as eating good food, like good fruits, good vegetables, so you're not relying on the processed foods, that makes you a little bit healthier. And if we're a little bit healthier, we're not so dependent on their medical system.
Absolutely. Bank of America has $113 billion of unrealized losses on its balance sheet. This represents greater than 60% of tangible book value. This is one of the biggest banks there is. And we, you know, we ourselves are in that question mark of, you know, where do we bank? Because you still kind of got a bank. As long as you have payments to make, you kind of got a bank, right? And so, you know, I closed out one today. And, you know, I was looking at numbers and figures, and it wasn't looking healthy. And it's obvious that this is only beginning. So, you know, we closed out one. Now, you don't want to support, you know, hey, I'm just saying, I don't want to support Bank of America. I don't want to support JP Morgan Chase. I don't want to support Citigroup. I don't want to support any of those big entities that are the problem. Yeah, at the same time, what are you going to do if it's the little ones that are going to disappear first? You know, obviously credit unions like Dave DeBine, you know, he went through a credit union for all his financial things. And yeah, that's well and good. When you really look at the balance sheets in some of the credit unions, you'll be stunned to see how little they actually have. And again, you know, this is all part of the problem that we're in. Ultimately, we want to get out of the whole system. You know, I do what a lot of people do every month, which is we use one card to keep things safe, so to speak, so you're not, you know, handing out your debit card everywhere, and then pay that off before it becomes due so that you can get points and still kind of keep, kind of shield your bank account, so to speak. And every time I do that, you know, you get a credit thing that says, oh, your credit, you know, rating just decreased. Why? Because you paid down balance. You don't have any credit card balance. They want you in credit debt. They want you in debt prison. This is really the society that we're in. You know, if you really look at what makes your credit score good, you know, having long-standing open accounts where you're feeding the system helps a lot.
They definitely appreciate your assistance.
Yeah, and making them rich. You know, they don't want people dropping out of society. They don't want people not being in debt. They're banking on our greed. Oh, we need a bigger house. Oh, we need bigger, newer cars. You know, they bank on your greed. They literally count on your greed and your need to keep up with the Joneses. This is all part of the sales system that's well underway. It's just, it's really, really a tragedy. It is debt slavery. That's what it is. Look at this. This is sheer idiocy. Capital gains tax can exceed 100% under a new proposal from 46. President Joe Biden's proposed capital gains tax increase could result in an effective tax rate of over 100% after adjusting for inflation, according to the estimates by economist Arthur Laffer, a former advisor to Ronald Reagan. The increase would more than double the tax investors pay on investments held longer than 1 year. Proposal outlined as part of Biden's $6.8 trillion budget plan for 2024 seeks to increase capital gains tax rate for individuals earning more than $1 million a year to 39.6% up from the current rate of 20%. Additionally, it would increase the Affordable Care Act surcharge to 5%, bringing the total tax rate for high-income investors to 44.6%. This would imply that investors could face an effective tax rate of 86% on an after-inflation profits from holding an investment, assuming inflation returns to the Fed 2% goal, according to economist Steve Moore, author of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity newsletters. The inflation rate remains at current levels, the real capital gains tax could reach above 110%, Moore explained in a note referring to a chart prepared by Lafner, as you see here. So what's the right and fair tax to levy on investments? Should the government take it all and then some? You know, again, the entire system is just a joke and a travesty, and it's made so that, I mean, when you look at the tax code and all that, you can't really understand it. It doesn't really make simple sense. No, it's done that way so that those that are in charge, those that are in the secret societies, those that are in the good old boy networks, you know, scratch your back, scratch my back, I'll scratch yours type of thing, you know, they'll always make out better because it's set up that way. It's set up so that, you know, again, those controllers and all their family and friends always benefit at the expense of the little people. And of course, you know, 1 million a year, we can't even imagine what you would be able to do with all that money. But again, it's part of the debt slave system, and it makes for just utter insanity. Tyson will close poultry plants in Virginia and Arkansas that employ more than 1,600 people. So they're closing two facilities. It's processing broiler and hatching operations in Glen Allen, Virginia, and a plant in Van Buren, Arkansas. Both closures are scheduled for May 12th. Tyson said the closures will help it better use all available capacity at remaining plants. Springdale, Arkansas-based company said it will work with its 692 employees in Glen Allen and its 969 employees in Van Buren to apply for open positions at other plants. Tyson has made other efforts to consolidate its operations in recent months. Last October, the company announced it would relocate 1,000 corporate staff from offices in Illinois and South Dakota to Arkansas. Tyson said operating inefficiencies were partly to blame for its lower-than-expected profits in its fiscal first quarter, which ended December 31st. Company said its operating income dropped 68% to $467 million in that period. The food supply, the food chain has been under big-time attack, and yeah, again, I think there's a lot of signs out there that are really pointing to the fact that there are less people on the planet right now than there were maybe a year or two ago. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people have really commented on that things just look a little emptier. They feel a little emptier, you know, but what exactly does that mean? You know, I know that a lot of things that have been done claiming to be a cure have not, in fact, turned out to be a cure at all. And even really heart-wrenching situations where, you know, maybe parents want to have a little one and both parents do that cure thing. And then the little one is, you know, born and having the same normal effects that the cure has on adults. And the little one just doesn't have a chance, not even the first 24 hours. So that is very, very, very deliberate. And of course, it's going to lead to less people. But I don't think they're really going to be super honest about the numbers. There's probably a little more than what we think. We just have to keep doing what we're doing and shed light on it wherever we can and realize that anyone who is still doing the cure, they're probably doing it because they honestly believe it's the right thing to do, or they're in such a pickle that they have to have their job. So it's really so disturbing how it's deceitful, and that it's that deceit of the innocent that really drives me crazy. You know, I even look at little children in the school system, little children going to Sunday school, and they're being taught that if they don't believe this, they're going to burn in hell for eternity. That is so mean. I mean, that really, really causes a dent on the soul. That is not okay. And these people do it like all day, all night, and twice on Sunday. It doesn't bother them. They don't bat an eye. They don't skip a breath. They just do it because they have one thing in mind, and that's to control.
Absolutely. Meanwhile, we have Chinese companies shipping rifles and body armor to Russia. And yeah, there's ways to kind of look like you're not really supporting militarily, but you really are supporting militarily. But we understand this is the bigger picture. It's basically the BRICS nations that are going to be supplanting NATO and the U.S. In the long haul. But it's, you know, welcome to the new boss. It's the same as the old bosses. I think that was the WHO, wasn't it, that said that? Here you have the GOP oversight releasing bank records showing that the 46th family associate, Robert Walker, used his company to transfer money from a Chinese energy company to HB, JB, another HB, Hallie B, and a fourth unknown B. You know, vomitous. Vomitous is the word that comes to mind when I think of this family and the other big political families that are out there. Vomitous. I mean, beyond disgusting. I mean, they're just the slimiest slime at the bottom of the pond. That's really all you could say about it. And that's given them, you know, a little shadow of a doubt.
You know, I think there's slime at the bottom of the pond that the other slime doesn't even want.
There's a slime that's on the bottom of your shoe that you can't get off because it's so slimy that it just won't come off. And you might have to take a hammer and a chisel or...
Yeah. Or you know what, you know, summer gum. Have you ever stepped in summer gum? It just sticks forever and nobody wants it.
Yeah, and somehow these families stick to the White House. Whether we're talking Bushes or Bidens or Obamas or Clintons, you know, it's just a never-ending story of slime. Anyway, U.S. State Department approves potential sale of Tomahawk missiles to Australia, almost $1 billion. Almost $1 billion. Again, the MIC, the military industrial complex, they just keep running. Talk about slime. The U.S. State Department's approved a potential sale of Hellfire missiles and related equipment of $150 million to Poland. You know, these guys literally, they have wine, beer, caviar, steak tartare, you know, oysters. They laugh and they talk about their mega deals. Meanwhile, average people's families are being blown to bits. How sick is this system? Look at all the money going out and look at Portland. It's a filth pit. You know, it's just a travesty. The U.S., it has the lowest life expectancy now out of the G7. And not just the G7. It's as far as the industrialized nations, I don't think we're in the top 50 right now. And the infrastructure is truly falling apart. You know, the filth, the poverty, the homelessness is at just epic rates. It's just, and meanwhile, the U.S. is exporting more weapons than anybody. But don't worry, China will eventually overtake it after NATO has served its purpose and in their plans goes up in flames. It's just dangerous. An American couple filming the streets of Seattle, occupied by the homeless again. You know, it's just, it's so sad. What is going on? And here you have Newsom's going to start a California tour with homelessness proposal. Yeah, to basically build housing for the homelessness. And again, it'll be more taxation on the average person, which is going to drive them towards homelessness. It's a never-ending cycle. The cure is certainly not bigger government. The cure is getting rid of all the governments. That's the only thing that would ever work.
Mm-hmm. Well, they definitely can't lead if people are not following, you know, but I see that we are in quite a predicament because we went along this path figuring it was going to be fine and safe, but every step forward we take, we're kind of being locked in a little bit more. And I know a lot of people think that there is some magical force that's in charge that's going to free us all at the end, but I think that's more really just to keep us complacent and thinking that there might be something that's going to come out that's going to help us. And no, we got to help ourselves.
And this is Paris, France. Yeah, you know, again, it's just chaos. It's just chaos. And the homelessness that's abounding there too. You know, Paris, what a beautiful history. Yeah, you know, there's a history of a lot of conflict, and they've seen just some of the most major warfare the planet's seen. It is known as the City of Lights, but it looks like a city of trash and of despair. Again, this is what the future is by these elites. And here we have an anti-NATO war, anti-agenda 2030. Oh, you guys, again, we had talked about March 22nd, you know, be aware of that date. That's coming quick. It's less than a week away. There is potential for something, you know, could be anything. Who knows what they would pull. Again, Skull and Bones 322. They're gone now, but those Georgia Guidestones that used to be standing, they were put up on March, 322, 1980. They were put up 50 years, five decades before, March 22nd of Agenda 2030 year. All this goes together, you know, in the secret societies when they don't even have to whisper this. This is all going along according to plan. Now, you know, this march would be 7 years before that Agenda 2030 date. So again, is the 7 year tribulation almost over, or is it just about to start? And here we see over in Paris, the gendarmes evacuate by force the picket of garbage collectors using tear gas on the people again. Yeah. Governments of the people, for the people. No. This is the aristocracy. This, nothing has ever changed. You know, they want you to bow down before the ladies and the lords. They want you to accept your slavery. Slavitude. Is there such a word as slavitude? I don't know. And each one of us is eating basically a credit card every week. What? Yeah, each one of us is eating way more plastic than we should. And plastic should never really be on the menu in the first place. Plasticosis. Are you suffering from plasticosis? Well, let me ask you guys, your sperm in decline? Most males are. And again, it causes estrogens. Estrogens can cause havoc with the system. You know, man, I was going to be a naughty, naughty guy today. And I was getting a craving for some ice cream. And I went and peeked at a couple brands. What do I see? Carrageenan. You know, and when I look in the grocery store and I look at most of the meats, why are they just pumping carrageenan into the meats? Because there's a lot of money to be made with cancer. Carrageenan is definitely something that causes cancer. Hormonal imbalances can definitely add to that, as well as diabetes. Oh, it's so sad. Again, it's showing that it's been estimated that humans are now consuming as much as a credit card's worth of plastic every single week. And it's affecting us. There's a reason why our health's in decline. It's the entirety of the system, because it's not intended to help you live longer. This Harvard longevity researcher, 53 years old, says he de-aged himself by a decade. Yeah, how did he do it? Was it science? No, it was intermittent fasting and exercise and eating whole foods and, you know, simple stuff like that. Running three times a week. Honestly, yesterday I was doing some sprints, and it felt fabulous to get the heart really, really pumping. Fabulous. You know, pushed a little bit more than typical. Yeah, so Centers for Disease Control recommends all adults should get aerobic exercise for at least 150 minutes a week or 30 minutes a day. Again, most people are obese, very obese in this society, and yet nutritionally deficient because, you know, they're eating things like Skittles. You know, anything that's got more than one or two ingredients, throw it out. Throw it out. Just eat real food.
Mm-hmm. You would really be surprised at how much better you would feel if you just started eating whole foods and take a look at all of your ingredients, because I know there's a lot of things that are sold and they're sold as being really healthy, but then you turn around and look at the ingredients, and if there's things on there that you cannot pronounce, or I would think more than just a handful of ingredients, I don't see how it could be healthy, yet they're sold to you as, here, look great, feel great, you know, act, be 5 years younger, be faster, be stronger, just drink this thing. And really, you're putting yourself into an early grave. But they kind of depend on us not to turn that thing around and look at the label. And then not only that, but they're starting to pass certain laws where they can just sort of put things in there and not really mention it. So your best bet really is that Whole Foods, that you can see it and you can spell it and you can clean it and it goes in your body and it helps you.
Yeah, you know, and there's, I should be more like our buddy over at, Ken over at Theoria Apophysis, because he says that when he's out in public, he's obnoxious as hell. And so many times I'll see people that are so severely overweight and they're reaching for certain things, or, you know, I'll pick up a package and I'll look on the back, carrageenan. I mean, I have mentioned to people, oh, that's got carrageenan in it, you know. Oh, really? Yeah, it's got carrageenan. You know, that is known to cause cancer. Oh, okay. And they grab it and buy it anyway. It's like, what can you do? All you can do is lead a horse to the water, right? But limiting caloric intake to just a few hours a day can help boost insulin sensitivity, protecting against diabetes, allowing time for cells to flush waste substances out of the body that could cause harmful changes and cancer. Yeah, there's piles of studies in mice and other animals, as well as humans, that show that intermittent fasting most definitely prolongs life. Most definitely. And there's little things, matcha tea, reduced stress, etc., etc. Getting out into nature. This is what we were talking about on Heart's Home in the last video. Nature heals. And the love that you find in nature is just beautiful.
Isn't that just adorable? I love that.
Absolutely. As always, guys, thank you for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon, everybody that's been supporting us over there, helping us to reach others and trying to make a change and a dent in this world's chaotic, distorted, disharmonious system. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Don't ever give up.
Indeed. Source bless and namaste.
Namaste.